Earl and the Geese. Earl felt terrible. He was standing in his kitchen. His mother was looking at him and looking at the mess on the floor where Earl had spilled a bottle of olive oil, and it was all over the place. "I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't see it. When I swung the bat, I didn't mean to hit the bottle." "Earl," his mother said, "I understand you didn't mean to hit the bottle, but there's no swinging of bats in the kitchen. Please help clean it up." So the two of them got the sponges and the cloths and began to clean up the olive oil. Earl said, "This olive oil is very slippery." "Yes," said his mother, "that's why we have to clean it up thoroughly, because the floor would be like an ice skating rink, very slick, and someone could easily fall." "I won't spill olive oil again in the kitchen," promised Earl. "Thank you," said his mother. Just after they had finished cleaning it up, the knock on the door came, and Earl ran to the door and saw his friend Frankie. Frankie was upset. "Earl," he said, "you've got to come help. We've got a problem." "It's Omar," said Frankie. "What's the problem with Omar?" said Earl. "It's a long story," said Frankie, "but he needs help. It started when Omar heard the master mechanic explain to the castle lord that he had invented a new machine which magically would change one animal into another. The lord was very pleased, and the master mechanic said it would take him had taken him a long time, but that it worked very well." "That sounds like a great machine," said Earl. "Well, that was the problem," said Frankie. "The master mechanic demonstrated the machine by turning a cat into a mouse. Everyone in the room was amazed." "Will it work with other animals?" the lord had asked. "I believe it will," said the master mechanic. So the lord gave him a reward and sent him home. Omar wanted to talk to the mechanic, so he decided to follow him back to his house. But on the way, a beautiful woman who had watched the demonstration came up to the mechanic and asked for the machine. The master mechanic at first said no, but the woman turned out to be the witch from the hill, and she cast a spell on the mechanic and took the machine from him. Omar saw the whole thing. "Oh, no," said Earl. "But why does she need the machine? Does she have too many cats?" "No," said Frankie. "She doesn't have too many cats, and Omar knew that. He came and got me, and the two of us followed the woman. She took the old road, and the moment she entered the forest, she turned back into the witch. She carried the machine to her house on the hill. When we crept up to the house and looked in the window, we saw her put one of the children that she had captured into the box. She turned on the blue light of the machine, and the box turned the kid into a goose." Earl was surprised. "The witch turned a kid into a goose?" "Yes. And then today, we saw the beautiful woman selling geese in the marketplace." "No," said Earl. "And you think those were children?" "Yes," said Frankie. "But what about Omar?" Frankie kept talking. "Omar went crazy when he saw that was happening. So in the middle of the marketplace, he started attacking the cages and letting the geese out. There was a huge commotion, and the witch slipped away. Omar saw her go and went after her, but before he knew what was happening, she grabbed him and threw him into a big sack. I saw her as she left the gate, the witch holding a bag, and in the bag was Omar. I know she's taken him to the house on the hill. Do you think she'll turn him into a goose and sell him in the marketplace?" "Yes," said Frankie. "We've got to help Omar." "What can we do?" said Earl. Frankie said, "That's why I came to you, Earl. You always have a good idea, and we need a good idea to help Omar." "Okay," said Earl, and off they went. It was the late afternoon, and they trudged through the village and out into the road and then into the dark forest. They crept along the path until they could see the house on the hill where the witch lived. They could see in the window, as they crept up to it, a blue light. It was in the kitchen. Frankie nudged Earl. "That's the machine. That's the master mechanic's machine. It must be running." "Okay," said Earl. "Let's go take a look." They crept up and very carefully looked into the window. And sure enough, they saw several children strapped to chairs and the witch adjusting the machine. It was in the kitchen, and there were several geese already in cages. As the two of them looked, the witch glanced in their direction, and they both scrunched down. Frankie said to Earl, "What are we going to do? I didn't even see Omar. Maybe she's already turned him into a goose." "No," said Earl. "He was the kid in the back, but it won't be long." "I've got an idea," said Earl, and he explained it to Frankie. When Frankie understood the idea, he nodded and gulped. It was dangerous, and he wasn't very confident he could do what Earl wanted him to do. But he would try, because Omar needed his help. He carefully walked around towards the front door, and Earl walked around towards the back door. Earl waited near the back door until he could hear Frankie banging hard on the front door, and he heard Frankie say, "Hello! Let me in! Let me in! Where's my friend Omar?" Earl peeked in the kitchen window and saw the witch looking up towards the front door, stepping away from the box, making sure all the children were strapped in their seats and the geese were caught in the cages, and she walked towards the front door out of the kitchen. As soon as that happened, and he heard the front door open, and Frankie, who had stepped back on the porch, was yelling at the witch to let Omar go, he heard the witch start talking to Frankie in that soft voice that he knew would cast a spell. Earl opened the back door and went in. There was a big box with a blue light, and he could hear the hum, and he saw the kids there who looked frightened, and he went around and he started unstrapping them. It was Billy and Betty and Bobby and Bonnie and Bob, and as soon as each one was free, he pushed them towards the back door and he whispered in a low, fierce voice, "Run!" He could hear the witch, but there was no sound from Frankie. Maybe Earl thought Frankie had gotten away like they had agreed. There was still time to help, so after the last kid was unlatched, he went to the cages, each goose in a cage, and began opening the doors, letting them free. As he looked towards the kitchen door to make sure the witch wasn't coming, he noticed a bottle of olive oil, just like the one he had spilled at home. Earl didn't want to think about what the witch would cook with olive oil. He kept working on freeing the last three geese. He was almost done when he saw the witch at the doorway. In her hand, holding his arm high above his head, was Frankie. Frankie had not gotten away. Earl shouted, "Run away, Frankie!" But Frankie was crying and said, "I can't, she's got me." The witch was looking over her kitchen, which was now filled with empty chairs, their locking belts dangling down from the seats, and the empty cages with a few of the geese flapping their wings and trying to decide what to do. She pursed her lips and her eyebrows bunched together as she became mad. She shouted at Earl, "What have you done? You've let my children go and my geese are everywhere. You are a boy that needs to be punished. Come here, little child." And she crooked her finger to Earl, but Earl stepped back. "So, you're going to make me do this the hard way," she said the witch. She dragged Frankie over to one of the chairs and strapped him in with a lock. She now stepped towards Earl. Earl ran to the other side of the kitchen counter, wondering whether he could make it to the door before she caught him. The witch moved to the left, blocking his way to the back door, and then closing it with a shove. She kept her eyes on Earl and, with her other hand, locked the back door. Earl couldn't get out that way. The witch moved towards him. Earl ran through the corridor into the living room, and the witch followed him, saying, "Come here, little Earl. You've always wanted to be a bird, so I'm going to make you a bird. I'm going to turn you into a great big goose." "Get away, Frankie! Try to get away!" shouted Earl. As the witch came towards him in the living room, he dodged into the dining room and waited on the other side of the large dark table. The witch came into the dining room right after him. She moved to the left to get him around the table, but now Earl ran through the other door and back into the kitchen. The witch was getting closer. Now they were back where they were a minute before, but this time, as Earl went around the counter, he pulled open the door to the basement as if he was going to run downstairs. The witch shouted behind him, "Yes, run downstairs into the basement, Earl. That would be a good idea. You've been there before." But Earl just threw the door wide open and ran again into the living room. The witch quickened her step. Earl could feel her getting closer. from the kitchen into the living room, which chased Earl again. She almost snagged him by his coat, but he went around a chair and she lost her grip. From the living room, he ran again into the dining room, and then, not waiting for her to chase him around the table, he headed back into the kitchen. She was going to catch him. The witch knew this, and Earl knew this, but he had an idea. As Earl came into the kitchen, he reached up and he grabbed the bottle of olive oil that was on the counter. Running around the counter, he pulled off the top and he then began to empty it all over the kitchen floor, splashing it behind him. His mother would have been upset to see him empty the entire bottle, the green, slippery liquid going everywhere on the floor between the cabinets. But Earl wasn't worried about cleaning up this olive oil. He was just worried that the witch would catch him. Earl dodged to the sharp turn to leave the kitchen, right in front of the open door to the basement, and then glanced over his shoulder. That was a sharp turn that he had made, which was easy for him to do on the dry floor. But the floor was not dry now. It was covered in olive oil, and he knew how slippery oil could be on a kitchen floor, but he didn't think the witch did. Earl knew that he should not wait here. The witch was close behind him and getting closer. He then saw the witch striding through the kitchen, and she was smiling because she was going to catch him and turn him into a goose. But as he watched, her shoes stepped into the olive oil, which was everywhere. Her expression then began to change as one foot slipped forward and she began to slide forward. She threw her arms upward as her other foot slipped out from underneath. She made to grab the counter, but she fell too quickly. Earl watched as she slid on a small wave of olive oil across the short section of the shiny kitchen floor, her arms flailing to stop herself. But she couldn't stop herself because everything was now covered in olive oil. As she slid past the opening into the living room where Earl was standing out of reach, she looked very surprised to find herself rocketing through the basement doorway and down the steep stairways into the maze below. As Earl heard the witch falling down into the basement, he carefully stepped forward and shut the basement door. It clicked shut. Earl reached up and locked it with the key that was in the lock. He put the key in his pocket. He looked over towards Frankie, who was strapped into a chair. With a little run, Earl surfed over the slippery floor to get to Frankie, who had stopped crying. Earl unstrapped Frankie and helped him get up. "Watch the slippery floor, Frankie," he said. The two of them looked around the kitchen. All the kids had been let go and had run out the back door. But there were a bunch of geese still in the kitchen and looking at them and making quacking sounds. The boys shooed the geese out to the outside. They ran and flew with huge white wings. "Earl, that was a close one. I thought she had us," said Frankie. "That was a good idea about that oil. I don't know how you thought of that." "Thanks, Frankie. The idea came to me because my mom had just taught me a lesson about olive oil," said Earl, "and I remembered it." Later, as they walked home, Earl threw the key into the woods. End of story.